Hello and welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and the host of Planet Waves FM, here with the edition of StarCast for Wednesday, the 11th of August, 2021. This is the midweek edition. Hello and welcome on a hot, muggy, hopefully raining soon day here in upstate New York. Today, we begin with the planet Mercury entering the sign Virgo, one of the two signs that that Mercury rules, the other, of course, being Gemini. They're both mutable signs. Mercury is a nice mutable planet, meaning that it's got all kinds of different facets to its nature. In Virgo, it will tend to be meticulous and thoughtful, so that's something to add to your queue. However, at the moment that I am doing this reading, about 2 hours before Mercury changes signs, Mercury is moving through the mysterious 30th degree of Leo, the degree with the symbol an unsealed letter. So, if over the past 24 hours you've found yourself revealing secrets of various kinds or finding things out about other people, that would not surprise me. I love that 30th degree of Leo and the whole concept of the unsealed letter. It would be nice if we lived like that a little bit more. Speaking of, one interesting aspect that supports this open up about deep things ethos of the last degree of Leo is Venus in Virgo trine Pluto in Capricorn. So that's a trine aspect indicating it kind of an opening or easy access to something, and the combination of Venus and Pluto can have that it's a kind of a wholesome form of lusty, especially in the earth signs, and Venus in Virgo representing some form of emotional and psychic healing. We don't talk about these things enough when it comes to sexuality. We all know that many of us are walking around with unresolved issues and unresolved questions and unanswered questions and many things like that. And the notion of sexual healing can sound very appealing, but then what do you do about it, and where do you go? Well, one place to go is any place that people are honest about sex and where sex is not held as a moral issue. The whole problem with the discussion of sex is we think of it as being a moral issue. Venus quincunx Eris is saying that there is going to have to be a kind of a wild side to any opening up. That tends to be what is injured and suppressed, is the ability to open up. And, of course, the notion that one is not a good girl, another problem, but this is part of the moralistic issue. Along the way, at the time of Mercury's ingress into Virgo, we also have Mars making a 90-degree angle to the asteroid Juno. Now, Juno is often associated with matters of marriage, but really there is the matter of jealousy. I think this is a much more important theme of Juno. And at the same time, Juno can have a kind of an activist meme to it. It's like interesting that you have a planet that on one level, Juno, I think being the third discovered asteroid, being something that is about jealousy and the bone of contention in relationships. So keep an eye on that theme. You don't want to be too activist on the people that you love and that you care about. All right, quite a few more charts to read in this day's astrology. I seem to cast more and more. The moon, as I have not mentioned, is in Libra. It entered Libra a little bit earlier in the day on Wednesday than when I am recording. And when the moon enters Libra, it is also doing what is called mounting the cardinal cross. It is therefore associated with all of the many planets in the cardinal signs. The cardinal signs are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. They're the signs where the seasons of the year begin. and then therefore they are associated with a degree of initiative and of initiative, basically starting things, commencing things. The energy needed to start things is often found in the cardinal signs. So very energetic signs. The moon moving through there is going to make contact with a great many planets. These include Ixion, Quaoar, Pholus. These are all minor but potent planets. None of them are asteroids. Then Salacia, again, not an asteroid. That's a trans-Neptunian object. Then Chiron, that's not an asteroid. That's a centaur planet. And then finally, the moon will make squares to Eris and Pluto. So that's a lot going on over the next couple of days as the moon moves through Libra. Now, when the moon makes, well, the first set of aspects that the moon makes in Libra are to Pholus. That's the really big active one. It's not that big, but it's certainly active and highly energetic, and Salacia. So what this is telling me is that there is a lot of repressed and held down energy, and that repressed and held down energy, when it is in a repressed and held down state, tends to bubble up in ways that might seem either less pleasant or inappropriate or less wholesome. This is completely an illusion that's associated with the kinds of denial that people place around their natural feelings. Nonetheless, there is quite a bit of repression and frustration, like it's not okay to have too much fun. But also there is this question of who could anyone these days possibly trust enough to open up. We live in this world where anything we say, we tend to say over the internet, anything we say over the internet can be recorded, documented, and then therefore published. And so no one has a sense that they're really existing in a private space. There are very few conversations that take place, off of electronic devices, in a place where there is actual privacy. And so we live with this lurking feeling that that anything we say may be held against us, and that is not going to be conducive of trust. I'm sorry to say that. Moon moves long through, so you got to bring your own trust, and you have to be willing to take the chance and take the risk and not let, oh, this might be dangerous, somebody might betray my confidence in some way as an excuse for not being real. Okay, so the moon moves through Libra, and then late morning on Thursday, all signs are all times are Eastern time, makes a conjunction to Vesta. Vesta is an interesting planet because it is about holding space for others to have the feelings that they have. This is a very important function in the building of trust. So when it comes to human relations, trust is fundamental, and people who are able to embody the qualities of Vesta are the ones who are able to hold out the space of trust. The moon is also opposite Chiron. So the moon opposite Chiron means that there's going to be a lot of Chiron, and the thing to bear in mind with this is to remember whose stuff belongs to who. We do a lot of things, a lot of taking things personally in our world, things that have nothing to do with us. And then we happen to be living in a time when many people are making things personal that are not personal, where the public realm is invading the most private realm and just making it very difficult for people to basically live and breathe and get along with one another because there is so much intrusion. I mean, it used to be the nanny state, and then like suddenly the nanny state is everywhere. All right, Friday, August 13th, the moon is still in Libra when everyone, in North America wakes up, and it is a very busy moon through the morning and into the early afternoon of Friday, the 13th of August. The moon makes an opposition to Eris and a square to Pluto at the same time. The Pluto-Eris square, extremely rare configuration. Exact in our time only. Maybe at some point in 100 years, there'll be another square between Pluto and Eris. There happens to be one now, and it's quite unusual. So the moon passes through that, making an opposition to Eris and a square to Pluto. This is just, it is intense from the standpoint of human relationships because it can have so much need for involvement and investment in other people. And yet, at the same time, a kind of a lone wolf feeling that is not necessarily that pleasant. It can be a bit isolated. The thing is that with Mercury, Mars, and Venus all in the sign Virgo, there's going to be a lot of overthinking things here, and that overthinking can itself be isolating. So, find a good reason to have a conversation with somebody, and to have that conversation off of electronic devices. Just try to get in a place where you can hang out, whether it's in a room where you feel secure, or sitting out in the park and or taking a walk where you can actually share and explore your feelings. A little bit later in the day, Friday, 4:38, as the workday is ending here in the east, the moon makes its last aspect in the sign Libra. That is the moon trine Jupiter in very late Aquarius. So that is, good for hanging out. Libra moon into Jupiter Aquarius is certainly a very social aspect. Of course, the caution, as I see it, is to make sure that you're hanging out with people with whom you can be honest. We do a lot of this, of doing things for the sake of appearances and appeasement and all this stuff, and I just cannot go there. Finally, the moon goes void, of course, after that, and makes its next move at 8:01:12 p.m., about 8:01 p.m. Eastern Time, when the moon enters Scorpio on Friday night. Speaking of Friday night, Friday, earlier in the day, I'll be back with the weekend edition of StarCast, and then Friday night, planetwaves.fm, my weekly radio program. Got another humdinger of a program. The show usually goes up at about 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the website planetwaves.fm. It is free for everyone to read. Planetwaves.net, where you're the source of this particular podcast, is a subscription website. You get access to my vast library of articles and my twice monthly astrology readings for all 12 signs. And I've got a new book. Check on the cover of planetwaves.net. Always something exciting or interesting cooking at planetwaves.net and planetwaves.fm. Thank you for listening. And you are listening to the music of Vision Quest, the Planet Waves House Ensemble. Bye for now.